Manual versus machine cleaning. The CDC recommends that staff clean equipment and surfaces as soon as possible after use or visible soiling. This is because when soils, especially blood and other bodily fluids, are allowed to dry, they become far more difficult to remove, which can also make disinfection less effective. Cleaning is accomplished through a combination of water, applied friction, and detergents, with or without an enzymatic component. Cleaning is achieved through one of two methods, manual or mechanical. Manual cleaning is the preferred method for equipment and surfaces that need to be cleaned at the point of use, for example, a residence room or a procedure room. It is also done when instruments are fragile or difficult to clean or when there is no access to a mechanical cleaner. This initial first step prevents the formation of biofilm. Manual cleaning uses the force of friction, or the resistance to motion that occurs when the surface of one object comes in contact with the surface of another. In the context of cleaning, it is the process of rubbing or scrubbing surfaces and instruments with an appropriate brush or other scrubber, which should always be selected based on manufacturer's instructions. The contact time of cleaning products is important, that is, how long a solution needs to stay wet on the surface/equipment in order to be effective. Manual cleaning also relies on the use of fluidics, fluids under pressure. Fluidics remove soil and debris from internal channels after brushing and from areas of an instrument or device that do not allow passage of a brush through a channel. Mechanical cleaning is the use of a machine to remove debris and soil from equipment. The CDC identifies the following as the most common kinds of mechanical or automatic cleaners used in medical settings. Washer disinfectors operate much like a dishwasher, using water and detergents to remove soil from instruments. Instruments should be loaded carefully to ensure optimal cleaning, especially hinged items and any device that can be disassembled. Washer decontaminators operate in a manner similar to washer disinfectors, applying water circulation and detergents to remove soil. These units can also apply a timed heat process, for example, 93 degrees Celsius, 199 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 minutes. Washer sterilizers use rotating spray arms for a wash cycle followed by a steam sterilization cycle, 140 degrees Celsius, 285 degrees Fahrenheit. Ultrasonic cleaners operate by sending ultrasonic waves through a liquid solution to disrupt bonds that hold soils to surfaces. Autoclaves operate by exposing instruments, devices, and items to direct steam under pressure at specific temperatures, between 121 degrees Celsius, 250 degrees Fahrenheit, and 132 degrees Celsius, 270 degrees Fahrenheit. While it is unlikely that LTC facilities will have access to the mechanical cleaning devices listed above, other equipment commonly seen in LTC facilities includes wheelchair washers and cart washers. Due to the size of these machines, they may be located in the kitchens or other maintenance areas. In the United States, any mechanical cleaning equipment must be approved/cleared by the FDA in order to be used in a healthcare facility. As with all equipment used in healthcare facilities, staff should be instructed to use mechanical cleaners only according to the manufacturer's instructions for use. Emerging technologies. Recent innovations in cleaning and disinfection technology have started to become more common in healthcare, including at LTC facilities. As with all cleaning and disinfecting products, it is important that manufacturers' IFU are followed, and also that the correct products are purchased and used. The IP must, therefore, ensure that any emerging cleaning or disinfection technologies that are considered for their facility are correctly applied, using approved products and methods. These technological improvements are intended to reduce the infection transmission risks posed by surfaces and instruments. As instruments and devices become more complicated, and often more delicate, there is a continuous need to improve cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization methods and processes to protect the instruments and ensure their continued use. Some emerging technologies that might be used in LTC facilities include ultraviolet, UV irradiation. UV irradiation has been used for the control of pathogenic microorganisms in a variety of applications, such as control of Legionella in water, as well as the disinfection of air, surfaces, and instruments. As with other disinfecting agents, UV is less effective against bacterial spores. At present, the use of UV irradiation is limited mainly to the destruction of airborne organisms and the inactivation of microorganisms on surfaces. The CDC has not yet been able to prove its effectiveness in other applications. The efficacy of UV irradiation is a function of many different parameters, Example, intensity, exposure time, lamp distance from the object, presence or absence of reflective material, and air movement patterns slash humidity. Antimicrobial coated surfaces. A number of heavy metals have long demonstrated antimicrobial properties. Copper and copper alloys, in particular, have well-documented antimicrobial properties, as do silver and zinc. Copper-infused and copper-coated surfaces have been approved by the EPA for medical settings since 2008. One benefit of these surfaces over other emerging methods and technologies is that they provide continuous environmental disinfection on the surfaces they cover. In its disinfection and sterilization guidelines, the CDC has noted that copper-8 quinolinolate has been successfully employed as a fungicide against Aspergillus, and copper-silver ionization has been successfully used for Legionella disinfection. Hydrogen peroxide, HP, vaporization slash aerosolization. Several methods that use hydrogen peroxide, either as vapor, HP vapor, or as an aerosolized dry mist spray, have been studied for their ability to decontaminate environmental surfaces and objects in medical settings, and they have been found to be highly effective against certain pathogens. Example, MRSA, M, tuberculosis, sriracha, NC, difficile NC, botulinum spores. HP spray in particular has been used increasingly for the decontamination of rooms and furniture. However, using HP vapor is a lengthy process that can take as much as 4 times as long as more common disinfecting methods. As with all chemicals and equipment, when adopting new technologies and methods for cleaning and disinfection, it is always important to follow the manufacturer's IFU. Cleaning policies and schedules. Cleaning methods and procedures vary among healthcare settings, depending on what services are offered and the demographics of the patient or resident populations. Therefore, each institution must establish written policies and procedures. These policies should be developed using an interdisciplinary approach with the IP, EVS personnel, nursing staff, facilities maintenance staff, and food services staff all included. The IP and EVS staff will likely form the strongest partnership and take on leadership roles in setting and monitoring the cleaning and disinfection policies and schedules. The IPs should take on the role of educator, ensuring that EVS personnel and HCP receive the training they need. The IP should also offer advice on cleaning procedures and schedules, provide expertise on cleaning agents, assist in writing policies and procedures, and participate in performance improvement, PI, activities. Cleaning and disinfection policies should include cleaning all equipment immediately after use and when visibly soiled, followed by disinfection with a facility-approved, EPA-registered, hospital-grade disinfectant. Cleaning surfaces as soon as is practicable, using approved cleaning and disinfecting agents. Verifying that each disinfectant safety data sheet is on file at the facility and readily accessible to HCP and EVS staff. Cleaning and disinfecting devices and equipment shared between residents. Example, gate belts, transfer lifts. Using scissors that are either disposable or dedicated to a single resident. If scissors must be shared, then they should be cleaned and disinfected between residents. Clearly identifying reusable equipment after cleaning and disinfection with a removable tag or label and then covering it with a dust cover or a plastic bag. Separating out reusable items that must be sent outside of the facility for sterilization or reprocessing, if required, using sealable, leak and puncture-proof containers for any device with sharp edges. Disposing of unused, open sterile products or sending them for reprocessing. Such products should be considered contaminated. Following manufacturer's cleaning and disinfection recommendations. Monitoring that EVS and nursing staff follow EPA recommendations for the wet contact times of all disinfectants used. Processes for monitoring and evaluating cleaning and disinfection procedures. Additional considerations that should be incorporated into the facility's policies include ensuring that staff have and use appropriate PPE for all cleaning and disinfection tasks. Staff have easy access to eye washing stations wherever chemicals are used or prepared. Staff do not overuse tape on equipment, as equipment with tape residue cannot be considered clean. A service, maintenance, and replacement schedule exists for all equipment in the LTC facility, including mechanical cleaners. Schedules include the cleaning and disinfection of tools used in these activities, such as mops, brushes, and reusable cleaning cloths. EVS staff know that they are responsible for replacing cleaning solutions and when to do so, Example, after every 3 to 4 rooms or at no longer than 60-minute intervals. A clear reporting structure is in place with regard to faulty equipment, which should be removed promptly. Disposable items can be discarded per policy or regulation. Resident care equipment is monitored in order to incorporate their maintenance into cleaning and disinfection schedules. Staff understand who is responsible for cleaning and disinfecting resident care equipment, example, EVS or nursing staff.